Just as we are in this season of the liturgical year, of course we are in between Christmas and the Epiphany, and the next season, which is Septuagesima, which is February the 1st already, actually before Candlemas, which happens almost all the time. But just so the life of Pope St. Marcellus the 1st is in between. He, who was born in the 3rd century, in the midst of horrible persecutions, nevertheless, by the time he died, supposedly the persecutions had ended, but not for him. The Emperor Maxentius detested him, and he fought against all the heresies of the era, in particular the heresy of indifferentism, that it did not matter, very similar of what is happening in the church today. It did not matter what you believed, or in whom you believed, or if you believed, that you could go to heaven regardless. Not so. And so, St. Marcellus was apprehended by Maxentius and made to suffer horribly. He is not only a martyr because of the end of his life, but he suffered many years, horrible tortures and humiliations. And to humiliate him even furthermore, Maxentius had him deposed of all his vestments and so forth, and clad in just beggar's robes. And he had to take care of the stables of the animals, and you know what that means. Luckily, the woman who was the owner of the stables, per se, was also secretly a Christian, and she tried to help him. But nevertheless, after years of suffering and of humiliation, even though the people came to the stable to see him and to ask his help and advice and his directions, nevertheless, he died in the year 310. So this was right at the end of the great persecutions and right before St. Constantine the Great took over, and he and St. Helen liberated the church and liberated the empire, eventually making the Holy Catholic faith the religion of the Roman Empire. So today we pray to St. Marcellus, in which to pray for us who live in this sort of nebulous time, that it's here or there or everywhere, but we need to point at the exactness of the truth, and that is what he did, that we may serve the truth and not anything else, nor anyone else. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.